to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Hello, geeks. How you doing tonight, Deb?
I'm doing great. Had some pizza for dinner, you know, in prep for our show tonight. But yeah. I have a question for you, Mr. Munson.
Yes.
You and I both are iOS users, you know, and all these other people aren't. But I don't always update to the newest update. And it's kind of been out for a little while now. How do you stand on that? Do you jump right in there and update, or do you wait?
No, I usually search a little bit and see what kind of problems people are having. You know, if it's like, if you go from like 10.3 to 10.4, okay, I'll probably do that.
Right.
But when you make a big jump, when it's a whole new whole number, I always let everybody else kind of jump off the cliff first and let's see if there's any water down below. And it looks like this one, there could be some issues. I've been reading some different tech blogs talking about, is there a serious problem with this time it seems to be battery drain.
Yeah. Right?
And there are some conspiracy theorists out there that are saying that, you know, every time they release this, it drains your battery because that's going to make us all say, ah, you know what, it's time to go get a new phone. And this time I'm going to get the iPhone 8 or the 8 Plus or the X or the 10, whatever we're calling it. So I'm going to wait a little bit and see if this is a real problem or just a conspiracy thing, and the tinfoil hat folks are out there, you know, just throwing rocks at Apple again. We'll see, but I'm going to wait. I think I'm going to wait, you know, maybe a good few weeks. One friend of mine suggested waiting until not this new iOS 11, but wait for the next little tweak up, iOS 11.1 or whatever they call it, and then that way maybe they've got some of the kinks worked out. And you know, I like to let other people take that shakedown cruise, and then when we're ready for prime time, that's when I'm
gonna
update.
Me too. So, okay.
And along the same lines, let me ask you, and this is a fun current topic, though. If you've downloaded this show in like the year 2019 and you're listening to us from the future, first of all, hello. But also, you know, all of this talk of the iPhone 8 is probably going to sound, you know, really dated. But Deb, what are your thoughts on the iPhone 8, the 8 Plus, and the 10? Lots of people not too thrilled with the iPhone 8 so far, and maybe some problems there too.
I'm going to hold off. I mean, I got the 7 not too long ago, so my phone's fine. I'm just going to hold on to it. It's kind of like, you know, new models of cars. Let somebody else drive, as you said, test drive it first, and then I'll check it out. So yeah, I'm not in a big rush. I've got enough gadgets. I probably don't have enough gadgets. I don't need to update the ones I have. I just need to buy new, more.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to tell people I'm using the iPhone 14 because I have two iPhone 7s. So I guess that's plenty, right?
All right. Well, let's get back to dinner and pizza and all the fun stuff that's going in the franchise world. Why don't you bring out our guest tonight?
Excellent. From Marco's Pizza, we have Travis Edmondson. Travis, how are you today?
I'm doing really well. Thanks, Deb and Jack, for having me on the call.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Travis, tell us what's your role at Marco's Pizza, and how long have you been there?
So my role is, we don't do a lot of titles at Marco's, but I'm the VP of Franchise Sales and Development. But I've been there almost a year. So I'm pretty new to the brand, but I've been in the industry quite a while.
And before that, did I see you were at one point, you were a franchisee at some point in your career, right?
Yeah, several years ago, about 10, 12 years ago, I was a franchisee with a partner, and he's still the franchisee and owns those businesses. So when I see him on a regular basis, he always updates me on how he's doing and where he's going and what's coming up next.
I love it when our franchise friends who are leading franchisor companies have some sort of background in being a franchisee. And Deb, you're one of them.
Yes, sir.
They've been on the ground and they know what it's like to own a business and run a small business and you know, do all of those things like make payroll, right? So I love seeing that in somebody's background. And so you've been there for just under a year. And give us a little background on Marco's for those of us who are not as familiar with the brand, though the number of those people who don't know Marco's is getting smaller by the day.
It is. So we started in Toledo, Ohio in 1978. So I think we're kind of the 39-year-old overnight success. our founder, Pat Giammarco Marco, an Italian immigrant, he decided to start a high-quality fresh pizza delivery concept to bring his authentic Italian pizza with his fresh dough, fresh cheese, and his family sauce recipe to the Toledo area. And then he started franchising to friends and employees as people kind of started asking and the demand increased for his product. And then in 2004, Pat sold the brand and franchise rights to Jack Butterack, who's our current CEO. And we've been accelerating our growth ever since.
And Jack recently was the recipient of some pretty high honors. I was just reading about this week from Nation's Restaurant News and a couple of other organizations. Tell us about that.
So Jack received the Golden Chain Award, which is a lifetime kind of achievement award from them at the Multi-Unit Food Service Operators Conference. And then he was also out of that group selected as the operator of the year. And we just couldn't be prouder of all of his accomplishments and his leadership of the team.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's very impressive.
That's great. There's a lot of pizza out there, my friend. There's a lot of pizza, a lot of chains. So when the boss gets an honor like that, that's very meaningful. So let's talk a bit about technology. In your role, how are you using technology, whether it's apps and gadgets or things on the back end, as far as the things that you're doing as far as franchise development?
Well, I think pizza as a whole has always been on the cutting edge of technology in restaurants. And with a smartphone, you know, everybody is everything and everyone goes on their mobile platform to order, to get deliveries. We use a tremendous amount of technology in our site selection process. So we have a robust software platform that allows us to kind of compare our 850 plus restaurants to the trade areas that we are reviewing to look for commonalities. We look at demographics. We look at the way people live and spend money and hundreds of other factors. And then that allows us to really give some great guidance to our franchisees as they review those trade areas for sites and what they're looking for to develop.
What kinds of things are you seeing in this use of technology as far as what makes a good site?
You know, it's all the common things, but there's a lot more science behind it today as we can track how consumers live and spend money, and we can give a personality to the consumer that we're looking for in the trade area and really kind of figure out, are they in Manhattan, Kansas? Are they Manhattan, New York? Whether the demographic profile may look the same, those two people are going to act differently in those two different markets.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned on the consumer side sort of hits that too, with the ability for people in their lifestyle now in 2017, it's so different than it was 20 years ago, how you got a pizza, right? You used to go and it was a big production, you know, of going to a place and sitting down and then 45 minutes later you have a pizza and maybe a couple of pitchers of beer or a Coke later as well, right? And now I can't think of the last time I went to a place and waited 45 minutes to get, you know, the big pizza served. It just, we don't do that anymore, do we?
We don't. We have a, you know, we have online ordering platforms, and people can see the tracker and show when your pizza's in the kitchen and when it's ready to pick up, and it makes it really convenient for the consumers. And we also use that kind of mobile platform for our employees as well. So we have a pretty interesting training platform for our employees that's mm-hmm. instant and mobile, especially as our younger employees tend to interact and kind of learn on those mobile devices.
So they're in the stores training, but they're using mobile devices inside the location. Is that right?
That's correct. And then also our owners can see what kind of training their team has been doing and completed, push little updates out to them if they need, or information to the employees. It works really well. It's been a great tool for us.
That's very cool. What other technologies are you guys implementing when it comes to recruiting or anything like that?
No, recruiting wise, we still do a lot of traditional things, but we've been moving more to the mobile aspect, social media recruiting, digital leads coming in, and people are interacting more with the website before they come to us. So that maybe they know more about the brand before they even, you know, get to one of our franchise sales teams.
Mm-hmm. Is that, we hear that from a lot of brands that, you know, they're speaking with, when it comes to recruiting, they're speaking with people who are so much further down the pipeline than even 5 or 10 years ago, just because these folks have already done all kinds of research and read up on everything about a brand before, you know, before you even have a first conversation with them. Is that what you're finding?
We are, and we truly believe that an educated franchisee is a successful franchisee. So we want them to have a robust amount of information that they can look at and go through to know truly who Marcos is and what we're about.
You mentioned you've got well over 800 locations now. Is that right?
Yeah, I think we just crossed 850, and we'll probably be at 900 by the end of the year.
Oh, wow. That's pretty fast growth plans. What's the rest of your development plan look like? Is it U.S.? Are you going international, or are there parts of the country where you're really on fire these days?
Well, as you said, we've been very successful in our growth program. We've opened over 100 restaurants a year for the past 5 years. And we tend to keep that growth going by growing in a smart way and partnering with really great franchisees. There are still a lot of areas that are open for development, especially in the U.S. and overseas as well. So in the U.S., we're looking at some markets like Minneapolis, Kansas City, Albuquerque, Des Moines, and several others.
Hmm. Excellent. Some of those places, let me tell you, I've been there. They could use some good pizza. I'm just saying. I also saw this week that along with the kudos for your CEO, Nation's Restaurant News named Marcos as one of the fastest growing chains in the U.S. So with numbers like that, I don't doubt it. You mentioned partnering with smart franchisees and smart candidates. Anything else that's sort of really top of mind of why you guys are being so successful in this growth right now when some other chains of the same size may be struggling to you know really see a lot more growth this year? Any thoughts on, you know, the secret sauce?
Well, I truly think there's two keys to us. One is that our pizza has not changed. We don't change the recipe, and we don't cut corners with our product, nor will we. But also there's our culture, and our culture really defines our people, the brand, and Marcos Pizza as a whole company. And people come first. So one of our core cultural beliefs is hospitality first. And to be a great franchisee, you must focus on our guests. So between our product and our culture, I think those two things have really allowed us to grow when others may not be.
That sounds like a plan to me. Culture eating strategy for breakfast once again. This is Social Geek Radio, and tonight we're speaking with Travis Edmondson of Marcos Pizza. Travis, in the few minutes we have left, anything new and exciting besides all of these new stores opening? Any big promotions or events or anything like that that you guys are involved in coming up in the next few weeks or months?
Well, we're going to be rolling out a referral program that's open to anyone in the U.S. So take a look at that on our website, marcofranchising.com. And it's kind of a unique program. It's going to be interesting to see how everybody reacts as we just add a little more fire to our growth. So we want to speed up even more, even though we're already the fastest growing. So that's going to be that's a program we're rolling out in the next few weeks.
Very cool.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah. And so if people want more information about franchising, it's marcofranchising.com. Do I have that correct?
Marco's Franchising
with an S. Okay, great. And then final question, if any of our listeners have some further questions for you, is there a good place they can reach you, whether it's website, LinkedIn, social media channels, anything like that? What's a good place for them to touch you?
Yeah, I'm always on LinkedIn, but you can also email me and feel free at tedmondson@marcos.com.
Perfect.
tedmondson@marcos.com. Excellent. And we'll put up some links to those sites as well, so people can check out the referral program and the other things as well. And we'll have those on our Facebook page and our website as well. Travis, thanks so much for joining Social Geek Radio today. It was a pleasure hearing your story, and we look forward to seeing more of these stores popping up all over the place later this year.
They will be, and I appreciate you guys having me on.
Very good. Thanks so much, and good night, everybody. Have a great week. Care.
Thanks for joining Social Geek Radio. Brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Copyright 2017 Social Geek Radio.